Hello, friends. Today, let's talk about how to master the art of conversation. But this is not the typical advice you see online or in books. Those often list nice ideas and steps that look good on paper, but do not always help in real situations. Instead, we will focus on common moments from everyday life that everyone faces, so you can spot what goes wrong and learn how to make it right. We will begin by looking at people who bother us during chats. Check out usual mistakes, like not really listening or trying to control the conversation, and discover why quiet listening and showing true interest is the best way forward. We will also share tips on growing a mindset for learning, being open and honest, and replying in ways that match the moment. With many true examples from daily life, you will gain easy, useful ways to make your talks smoother and more real. Let's start. In life, we have all met someone we cannot sit with for even 5 minutes without feeling annoyed. Think about a person like that right now. Not someone you fought with, but just someone who makes everyone around them irritated after a short talk. What do they do that bothers you so much? Let's look at these things in real situations, because understanding the mistakes helps us avoid them and build better skills. For example, you are chatting with a friend about a tough day at work, sharing how stressed you felt with deadlines. Suddenly, this person jumps in and starts talking about their own busy week at home, like chores or kids' activities, which has nothing to do with your story. The talk stops, and you feel ignored because they did not listen to what you said or show any care. This happens a lot in group calls, too. Everyone is discussing a shared problem, like rising costs of living, and someone cuts in with news about a funny video they saw online, throwing the whole conversation off. It is like they are in their own bubble. The lesson here? If you know what the talk is about, join in with care. If not, just listen first to understand. Do not be so quick to speak that you miss the point. Wait, watch, and add something that connects. Another common issue is people who ask too many questions all at once, like firing a gun. You try to answer one, but they already throw the next one, without really listening to what you said. For example, you are at a family gathering, and an aunt asks, "How is school going for your kids? What grades do they get? Are you planning a vacation? How is your house renovation? Do you cook every day?" It feels like a quiz, not a friendly chat, and you get tired trying to keep up. Or imagine a first date at a park. The person hits you with, "What is your dream job? Do you have pets? How many siblings do you have? What is your favorite movie? Where do you want to travel next?" This turns the talk into one side pushing, and it becomes exhausting for everyone. But questions can be helpful if they come from true interest and show you care. For instance, if your friend talks about enjoying cooking, ask, "What dish do you like making the most? Can you share a quick tip on how to do it?" If they love talking about it, both of you feel good and connected. So, do not toss questions like explosions. Pick ones that show real curiosity and take time to hear the answers. Then there are people who act like they are the smartest ones there and try to take over every conversation. Things are going smoothly and nicely, but they raise their voice or force their opinion strongly. For example, a group of friends is casually talking about a recent sports game, sharing thoughts on the players. This person suddenly shouts, "You're all clueless." That team is the worst. End of story. It stops the good vibe and makes others feel put down. Or during a casual coffee break at work, everyone is suggesting ideas for a team outing, like a picnic or movie, and they cut in loudly. No, we have to do it my way. Your ideas are not that good. Trying to lead everything. We might think these noisy types have strong skills. It's like you're looking at clothes in a store, checking a shirt you like. The salesperson grabs it and says, "Forget that. It's junk. Buy this one instead. I know best." How does that feel? Annoyed, right? You want to leave. It doesn't matter if it's a man, woman, older, or younger. When someone tries to control like that, we don't like them. In friend groups, like picking a place to eat out, if one person shuts down all suggestions by yelling, "No, only my choice counts. Yours are bad," it spoils the mood for everyone. So, avoid forcing your ideas. Let talks happen fairly, and let others share too. So far, we have looked at what makes communication weak. These are the habits that push people away. But why do people have these habits? Why are their communication skills not that strong? Why do they struggle to build good connections, not just with friends, but with everyone? Real communication skill means being able to communicate easily with anyone, young or old, family or strangers, in any situation. So what makes communication strong? If we think about it, the word communication comes from commune, which means to connect and share. So good skills are not about winning fights or pushing your thoughts hard. It is about exchanging ideas freely. But how can you exchange? Many people rush to talk without really hearing the other side. They show no real interest in what you share. We have all met confident people who look sharp or dress well, but when they speak, things go wrong because they ignore listening. For example, during a casual coffee chat with a friend, someone shares how stressed they are about a busy work week, hoping for some encouragement. But this person cuts in with their own story, saying, "That's nothing. Listen to my story," without paying attention to what was said or offering any support. Their style of talking is weak, because speaking without listening just becomes empty noise. Why does this happen? People often do not know how to listen well. Everyone wants to talk, but if you do not really hear what others say, your own words lose their value. If someone talks without making sense or grasping the topic, it shows their listening skills are not strong. So how do you listen properly? How can you truly hear what others are sharing? These basic skills are rarely taught in schools or at home. That is why most people rush to speak but forget to listen. But you must learn what real listening means. Because when you listen well, you build stronger connections and communicate much better. So, let's understand it. The word listen can be rearranged to spell silent. That is a simple key to listening. It means you cannot truly listen unless you are silent. Stay silent both inside your mind and outside, and you will hear clearly. When you hear clearly, you can understand better. Then, when you speak, after fully getting the point, your words will have real power, and people will be eager to hear you. But when you truly listen to others, have you noticed that you truly listen only when you're genuinely interested? Like if you're curious about what they say, you'll pay attention. For example, if a relative tells you about hidden family property left for you, suddenly you're all ears, right? You lean in, ask details. You'll ask the right questions also. So that interest does most of the work, and 99% of good communication comes from that interest. Or if your favorite movie star shares tips on staying healthy, you listen carefully. But if a normal friend says the same helpful things, do you listen? No. Right? Because they're not famous? Or in a group chat with friends about saving money. When a rich relative talks about smart ways to budget, everyone pays close attention, nodding and asking more, because they see them as successful. But when an average coworker shares a good idea on investment, people often skip over it or change the topic, thinking, "What does she know?" This shows bias in listening. To fix this, meet everyone with full interest, no matter if they are poor or rich, old or young, educated or not, man or woman. Listen silently. This attitude comes from having a learning mindset, not just an earning one. We often think growth means making money, but that is narrow growth. Some rich people have lots of cash, but talking to them is boring. They only care about deals. Real growth is learning every moment, every hour, every second, to understand everything around you. If your nature is to learn, you will listen quietly, watch closely, and observe deeply. But if someone sees growth only in terms of money, their mindset becomes, how can I use this person for my own gain? What kind of relationships do such people have? Shallow, right? People may connect with them for a short time, drawn by sweet words, but soon they see through their actions. Nice on the outside, but playing a game on the inside. Do you want to be fake or real? Real means truly caring about others' problems. If someone shares a worry, like trouble at work, you are actually interested in helping find a fix, not just nodding while thinking of yourself. When you do this, like when a friend comes upset about a family issue and you listen fully, then give solutions based on what you understand. By doing such acts, you grow too. Your intelligence increases because you listened and gave the correct advice as per the situation. And in that process, you learned how to deal with such situations. The base of great communication is honesty. Listen silently to what they say. Understand it, then decide. Do I need to speak or to stay quiet? For example, if kids are fighting at home over a toy, sometimes silence works. Let them sort it, watching calmly. Other times, step in gently. Or at a friend's gathering, if someone is sharing a sad loss, do not rush to talk. Your quiet presence might help more than words. In every situation, learn how to respond right. Talk less or more, loud or soft, show anger or stay calm. Sometimes anger is useful, like if someone bullies a kid. You speak up strongly to protect them. But many times, we get angry over small things, like a spilled drink, which is not worth it. There are many ways to reply, but after listening and understanding the moment, the best response comes on its own. When you do this, people will say your communication skills are great. To sum it up, improving how you communicate is not about fancy tips. It is about simple fixes from real life, like staying on topic, not asking too many questions at once, avoiding taking over talks, and listening quietly with real curiosity. Meet every person with a mindset to learn, without fixed ideas or selfish thoughts, and let honesty guide you, whether to speak, keep quiet, or react in a fitting way. Practice in daily moments, like talks with friends or family discussions, and your words will have more power, wanting people to like being with you. Begin by staying more quiet and curious today, and see your connections get better. Thank you for joining. See you in the next session.